Good afternoon, future students. This is the boarding announcement for Campus Gate. We are now inviting those passengers with interest in hydrogen engineering and social work. Please have your student ID cards and the motivation for a great experience ready. Regular application period will begin in June 2024. See you soon.
Hello everyone, nice that you turned into our very first episode of our podcast. I warmly welcome you. My name is Lisa and together with the THWS Vice President, Professor Achim Förster, we want to explain the concept of Campus Gate and bring it closer to you. The podcast is about the Campus Gate itself and the transnational THWS study programs, social work and hydrogen engineering, with interesting facts about them and why they are so important for the future. It's also about aspects like language and culture, so be prepared for what's coming in the next few weeks. The THWS Campus Gate, GATE stands for German Applied Transnational Education, offers unique study programs across borders and cultures. The students complete part of their studies in Germany and another part in a partner country. The German-Steinian University, as long-standing partner of the Technical University of Applied Science Würzburg-Schweinfurt, is the first partner university collaborating with the THWS Campus Gate. This transnational and educational journey gives students a whole new opportunity to experience two different academic environments, but also to appreciate cultural diversity and develop intercultural skills. Now the academic director of THWS Campus Gate is with us, Professor Achim Förster. He was part of the Campus Gate right from the start of the preparation phase in 2022. So now let's start with the interview.
Hello.
Hello Achim, nice that you're here today.
Thank you, I'm glad to be here.
My first question is, what is the weather in Jordan? Do you know the actual situation there?
I actually know because last week we had two guests from our THWS Campus Gate in Jordan. Iris and Dana were visiting us and they told us that right now in Jordan it's pretty hot. And when they came here, they were actually quite happy about the rain and about the cold weather that we had. So I think for them it was quite a good way to cool down from the hot weather in Jordan right now.
The funny thing is that everyone in Germany is missing the summer and they want the weather to be cooler.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back in Jordan in a couple of weeks. So in the first week of October, we're planning to travel to Jordan again to welcome the new batch of students in our hosted programs.
So Achim, what are your experiences with the Campus Gate and the international partner GJU?
Working with GJU and establishing the Campus Gate has been an incredible journey for us. When we started thinking about the Campus Gate with the German-Jordanian University, which is, as you know, one of our most important strategic partners, we instantly realized that this is a unique chance to set up something really awesome.
So, Achim, what are your experiences with the Campus Gate and the international partner GJU?
When we started to think about Campus Gate and about establishing hosted programs 2 years ago, we instantly realized that this was a unique chance. The German-Jordanian University has been a strategic partner for THWS for several years now. Actually, it's one of the most important strategic partners that we have. And we knew that we can really achieve something unique there. My experience is that the German-Jordanian University, in particular its president and Dr. Ala and all the professors involved, were so helpful and were so engaged in setting up this program. And overall, everything we did with Campus Gate has been so positive for us. One of the first things we did, we designed Campus Gate so that it would fit into a DAAD funding scheme. The DAAD is the German Academic Exchange Service that provides funding for university partnership and international projects. And we applied for funding within the scheme for trans-academic education and were very lucky when we received the news that our application was granted. And with this money and this support from the German Academic Exchange Service, we were able to set up not only the THWS Campus Gate here in Würzburg, but also set up the THWS Campus Gate in Jordan. And those two units work together to provide study opportunities for students in Jordan and from the whole Arabic region.
I think it's such an exciting and very interesting topic because the time we were told about THWS CampusGate, it was a big thing for us because we didn't realize at the beginning how complex the whole thing is. And after we got more information about the whole topic, we just realized the complexity of the whole project and or what a nice opportunity the project is for students to be part of.
Exactly. So I've been working in internationalization for several years now, and setting up the CampusGate and setting up the hosted program has been by far the most complex thing that I have ever done in internationalization. And this was only possible because of our strong connection and the strong partnership that we have with the German Jordanian University.
What is it like for a student to be part of the hosted programs?
So imagine yourself being a student in Jordan. So you just graduated from high school and you're looking for a university education that will give you the opportunity to work in Jordan, to work abroad, or to work totally independent internationally somewhere in the world. And our hosted programs give you an opportunity to do just that. So what you can do, or what happens in the hosted programs, is that you first enter a class at German Jordanian University, and this class, or this year, we call it the preparatory year, is a one-year course. And in this year, you are a student at the German Jordanian University, and you get everything, every skills and everything you need to enter the hosted programs after 1 year. Then after this year is done, you actually enter THWS. So then you become a student at our university, but you do not study in Germany, you still study in Jordan on campus at GJU, at the German Jordanian University. So you're enrolled either in hydrogen technology engineering or in social work as a THWS student, but you're still in Jordan. The next 2 years, you will conduct your studies in Jordan. So you will take courses, let's say hydrogen technology, you will take all the courses of the basic study program that you need. And at the same time, you will receive a very intensive German language training. And after 2 years in our program, you will be able to interact with German students and professors in a way that you are able to take courses in German. And then the time is ripe for you to change the country. So you will be traveling to Germany and will still be, of course, a THWS student, but you will join the German students in our German taught programs. And after you finish the program in Germany, you will receive a German university degree, just as any other German student. You'll be able to speak German, you'll be able to speak English, of course, and you'll be able to speak Arab. And with this trilingual education and this trilingual abilities, you will be an expert in your field. And after this education, you will be able to either work in Germany or to return to Jordan and work there, or to work anywhere in the world.
I think personally it's a great opportunity to be trilingual because it opens many doors in the job market. If you are able to speak different languages, the more the better. So did I get it right that the Jordanian students are students at the German Jordanian University, but also students at THWS?
Exactly. So they have the status of ordinary students, just regular students like any other students here in Germany as well. But their courses are taught in German on the campus of the German Jordanian University. So in this case, the German Jordanian University serves as an overseas campus for THWS. And the students there, as I just mentioned, they have the same rights and they have the same status as our students here in Germany. And they basically receive the same student ID card that our students do. Just like the German students, they could use their ID card for public transportation in Würzburg.
That's a big advantage for them to be privileged to be a student in both universities.
Exactly. And for us, it's very complex to find solutions on how to implement this. And for us, it was very complex to realize and to make it happen that this is actually possible. And we are incredibly thankful for GJU that they were so supportive in setting up all of the structures and processes that we needed to implement this.
Nice. So is it also possible for the German students to be part of the CampusGate, and are they able to travel to Jordan and take place in their studies in Jordan? And what advantages does it bring to THWS?
Our students in the German taught programs or in our English taught programs here in Würzburg or Schweinfurt, they also have the option to go abroad and study at the German Jordanian University. This is something that we have done for years now, and we have had several students that spend a semester or even two in Amman at the German Jordanian University. And now with our hosted programs, we even have an additional option, because just think about our hydrogen technology program. So we have a hydrogen technology engineering program in Jordan, which is the hosted program we just talked about, but we also have a German taught Wasserstofftechnik program in Schweinfurt. So our students from the German hydrogen engineering program, they can also spend a semester or two at the German Jordanian University. And the fun thing is that because of the structure of the hosted program and because of the character of GJU as serving as an overseas campus for THWS, those students wouldn't even be exchange students. They would just be THWS students that do not take courses in Schweinfurt, but they just take THWS courses in Amman, Jordan. And for us as the university, this cooperation or this close partnership with the German Jordanian University brings a lot of advantages. With our hosted programs, we have now a couple of professors from both German and Jordan that work very, very closely together. And we have experienced in the last weeks and months that those programs and this connection between German and Jordanian professors will lead to much more activity in the future. So just a few weeks ago, our president and the president of the GJU have announced that THWS and GJU will set up joint labs in hydrogen technology and in robotics. So the cooperation between our two institutions will in the future go far beyond exchange and joint programs and will also reach out into the field of research and transfer.
So it's nice to know that not only students that are studying hydrogen engineering and social work are able to travel to Jordan, but also that everyone of THWS can visit Jordan and take place in Jordanian studies there.
Exactly. I see a huge potential there, and I'm very much looking forward into expanding our cooperation.
Why are you so convinced of CampusGate and its success?
When I think about what happened in the last months and weeks, I can say that CampusGate and our hosted programs have been a huge success. I remember last year in October when I traveled to Jordan to welcome the first batch of students in our hosted programs. It was just wonderful to see those young faces, how eager they were and how excited they were about this study opportunity. And seeing how those young students and how the first batch of students advances through the program, how they learn German, how they get better every day, that gives me so much hope that our program will be a success in the long term as well. So actually, I can't wait until we welcome the next batch of students, which will happen in October 2024. And I'm very much looking forward to welcoming them again in Jordan and to working with them and to seeing how excited they are about the program.
So when will the first batch of Jordanian students will arrive at THWS? When will this happen?
So right now, all students in the hosted program still are in Jordan, and we expect the first students to come to Würzburg or Schweinfurt in about 2 years. And we already started our preparations to welcome them and to perfectly integrate them into our German taught programs here.
Unfortunately, it's the time when I will leave THWS, so I'm not able to see when the first batch of students will arrive at THWS, but I'm very excited and I'm sure I will get much information on the website how everything worked out for them.
Yeah, but don't be so sure about leaving THWS. You know, we have a lot of master programs here. You'll be still with us or doing your PhD. We shall see.
Maybe. We will see what the future brings. So now I'm very interested in what excites you the most about the project, both personally and professionally.
So professionally, I have to admit, it's just awesome to be part of this spearheading initiative in internationalization. This is just an awesome project that has so much potential and that brings so many options and opportunities both to THWS and GJU. And personally, I have to admit that I have fallen in love with Jordan and the people living there. Jordan is a wonderful country. It's rich in history. It's wonderful to travel around. It's wonderful to meeting the people there, to talking to students, to talking to colleagues and professors. And actually, I can't wait to be back in Jordan.
What should THWS CampusGate achieve in the future?
Our CampusGate is here to stay. So this is not just a short-term project that we will run for a couple of years. I think this is something that we will have for a long time, and I'm very much looking forward to working with the students and to welcoming and integrating them here in Würzburg and Schweinfurt. And what I also think is that CampusGate will be a model for us here at THWS for how and on which level we will conduct our further internationalization. We have learned a lot with our CampusGate, and we have also learned that we and our partners are able to handle highly complex international projects. And I think THWS CampusGate will not be the last project of such complexity that we run here at THWS.
Yeah, I'm also really excited what the future will bring for THWS CampusGate. And do you have any idea about the development opportunities of the THWS CampusGate?
I think the THWS CampusGate in Jordan and the hosted program that we have is pretty unique. So it won't be possible to have a one-to-one copy of this program anywhere else in the world. But what I believe is that transnational education and the way that we handle transnational education here at THWS is the future. And I think in the future, we will start, and we have already started, to think about how we can shape the transnational education of the 21st century. THWS will establish itself as a hub for transnational education in Germany and around the world. I strongly believe that the hosted programs and that the THWS CampusGate will serve as a model for other initiatives that we run here at the university.
Do you think that other universities now feel inspired to also do hosted programs?
Actually, in the last month, we have received a lot of attention because of our activities with the CampusGate and the hosted programs. And we have been in touch with quite some universities in Bavaria and throughout Germany. I think that transnational education is a key topic for the upcoming years. And I think that our initiative in Jordan can serve as a role model and as a best practice example on how to implement a highly complex transnational education scheme. In fall, the CampusGate team and me, we will be visiting Berlin and will take part in a large conference that is organized by the German Academic Exchange Service and that serves as a platform for universities that are active in the field of transnational education. And at this conference, we will get in touch with German institutions and universities. And of course, we will share our experiences with the THWS CampusGate and the hosted programs. And we are eager to learn about the experiences that other universities and institutions in Germany have made with their transnational education projects so far.
So I think this was a very interesting interview. I learned so much new about THWS CampusGate, and I'm really glad that we were able to get you as an interview partner, Achim. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation. I was glad to be here. It was a pleasure.
After we've already heard so much from Achim, I would like to summarize for you what CampusGate is all about. You can think of CampusGate as an institutional big roof with several pillars consisting of different partner universities and countries. The first pillar is Jordan and GJU, but in the future there will be many more with different partner countries. Students that are going to be part of the CampusGate programs will study in Jordan at GJU and in Germany at THWS. While in Jordan, they learn German so that they can finish their studies at THWS in German language, since classes will take place in German together with the already established bachelor programs at THWS and graduate with a German degree. I hope you enjoyed our very first episode about the THWS CampusGate as much as we did, so you can look forward for the next episode, which deals with the German Jordanian University and the THWS as partners. We especially want to focus on the students and what it's like for them to have studied at both universities. If you want to inform yourself a bit more or have some open questions, please don't be shy and have a look on the recently launched website of CampusGate, which is linked in the episode's description.
Future students, the captain is about to land at the THWS in Würzburg. Please send your application and fasten your seatbelt. Also, make sure not to miss out on further information on the websites linked below. If you have any questions about the CampusGate project, please don't hesitate to text the official website account. We hope you had a fun time listening to this episode. See you next time.